Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jayla. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
32934.
Your first and last name?
Donald Van Cullenberg.
Okay, let's see. Okay, thank you for that. Can I please just get you to verify your shipping address for me for security purposes?
It's 4004 Grand Meadows Boulevard, Melbourne, Florida, 32934.
Okay, so I do see where you recently gave us a call to get your account canceled out. And yes, sir, canceled out. How may I help you place the order for the certificate and also pay for the online training port on the 21st of December?
Yes. I talked to the lady earlier, and the $19 one I got straightened out. But she said I was supposed to have gotten my certificate and stuff already, and I haven't seen anything in the mail whatsoever.
Okay, so you haven't received your certificate. Now, your certificate it was supposed to have been sent out to you. However, we do have new laws that took effect on the 1st. May I ask you, did you receive your certificate within your email?
She's sending me another one by email, but I've got to get that email put on this phone, because my little phone that I used to use died. So now I got an iPhone, and I've got to get the actual email address put on my iPhone. But she said I should have gotten that in the mail, because it was mailed out, you know, within a day or two right after it was paid.
Okay.
Because according to my bank statement, I took it on the 23rd, and that's when the money came out. And she said, you definitely should have had something in the mail by now. I said, well, I haven't seen anything, and I watched for it.
Okay. Now, as of right now, now you should have received the application package and also a certificate with inside your email when you first placed the order on the 21st of December. And then also, you're supposed to receive the email, or certificate within your house. But however, we're not sending out those certificates anymore due to the new laws taking place on the 1st of January. If you haven't had your application package sent in and postmarked by the 31st of December, that means it is now invalid. So what I'll have to do is issue a refund on that charge for you, because it is now invalid due to you not, having your application package sent in by the deadline date, because they're not allowing us to do the online training class anymore. The reason why it is now invalid.
Okay.
All right, now, since showing that you have been trained and certified within our system, I am unable to change that training status, so I can issue a $50 refund on that $85 charge and also a $9 refund on that training portal fee charge for you.
The lady I just talked to, she already took the online.com, the $19. She already took that off. I'd have to go through this thing all over again.
Yes, sir, because it is now invalid. I do apologize. But it is now invalid due to the deadline date. Although, it came with new laws on the 1st of January, and it is now, they're not allowing us to do the online training class anymore.
To be honest with you, I guess I'll just forget about it then.
All right, so I can issue that $50 refund on that charge for you. That'll be no problem.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
All right, no problem. Give me one moment. Let me go ahead and get that refunded for you.
Okay.
Okay. So I do have it refunded for you, and the refund is sure to return back into your account between 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. It'll be going into the one with, what, the 0620?
Yes, sir. The account that it came out of, it will return back into that account.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
All right.
That's fine.
So I do thank you for calling on customer service. You have a great day.